Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today is day 5 in our journey through the book of Isaiah. We're going to run through Isaiah in 31 days. So today we're going to look at three chapters, Isaiah 11 through 13. All will be read by faith comes by hearing. So let's listen in to Isaiah 11, 12 and 13.
Isaiah 11.
There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. In that day the Lord will extend his hand yet a second time to recover the remnant that remains of his people from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the coastlands of the sea. He will raise a signal for the nations and will assemble the banished of Israel and gather the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The jealousy of Ephraim shall depart, and those who harass Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not be jealous of Judah, and Judah shall not harass Ephraim. But they shall swoop down on the shoulder of the Philistines in the west, and together they shall plunder the people of the east. They shall put out their hand against Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites shall obey them. And the Lord will utterly destroy the tongue of the sea of Egypt, and will wave his hand over the river with his scorching breath, and strike it into seven channels. And he will lead people across in sandals, and there will be a highway from Assyria for the remnant that remains of his people, as there was for Israel when they came up from the land of Egypt.
Isaiah 12.
You will say in that day,
I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation.
With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day,
give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
Isaiah 13. The oracle concerning Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz saw.
On a bare hill raise a signal, cry aloud to them, wave the hand for them to enter the gates of the nobles. I myself have commanded my consecrated ones, and have summoned my mighty men to execute my anger, my proudly exulting ones.
The sound of a tumult is on the mountains as of a great multitude. The sound of an uproar of kingdoms, of nations gathering together. The Lord of hosts is mustering a host for battle. They come from a distant land, from the end of the heavens. The Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Wail, for the day of the Lord is near. As destruction from the Almighty it will come. Therefore all hands will be feeble, and every human heart will melt. They will be dismayed. Pangs and agony will seize them. They will be in anguish like a woman in labor. They will look aghast at one another. Their faces will be aflame. Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel with wrath and fierce anger, to make the land a desolation and to destroy its sinners from it. For the stars of the heavens and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be dark at its rising, and the moon will not shed its light.
I will punish the world for its evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. I will put an end to the pomp of the arrogant, and lay low the pompous pride of the ruthless. I will make people more rare than fine gold, and mankind than the gold of Ophir. Therefore I will make the heavens tremble, and the earth will be shaken out of its place.
At the wrath of the Lord of hosts, in the day of his fierce anger, and like a hunted gazelle, or like sheep with none to gather them, each will turn to his own people, and each will flee to his own land. Whoever is found will be thrust through, and whoever is caught will fall by the sword. Their infants will be dashed in pieces before their eyes, their houses will be plundered, and their wives ravished.
Behold, I am stirring up the Medes against them, who have no regard for silver and do not delight in gold.
Their bows will slaughter the young men. They will have no mercy on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes will not pity children. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the splendor and pomp of the Chaldeans, will be like Sodom and Gomorrah when God overthrew them. It will never be inhabited or lived in for all generations. No Arab will pitch his tent there. No shepherds will make their flocks lie down there. But wild animals will lie down there, and their houses will be full of howling creatures. There ostriches will dwell, and their wild goats will dance. Hyenas will cry in its towers, and jackals in the pleasant palaces. Its time is close at hand, and its days will not be prolonged.
In my personal Bible reading journal in 1991, as I read through these chapters, I wrote things like this. Concerning chapter 11, verses 6 through 10, the peace of God at the end. And on 12:1, I wrote, God forgives. Thank you, O God, for your word. And on chapter 13, I wrote, God judges the nations of the world and each individual. I'd like to go back and look at those verses concerning the peace of God in the future. And that's chapter 11, verses 6 through 10. Beginning with verse 6, the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fatted calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw with the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. The root of Jesse is described in the very first verse of this chapter. The word says, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. My English Standard Version footnote on chapter 11, verse 1 says about the shoot from the stump of Jesse, after portraying the destruction of an arrogant human evil as the felling of a vast forest in the previous chapter, Isaiah presents the Messiah as a shoot or a twig growing from a stump remaining after God's judgment. Jesse, is the father of David, and a greater David is prophesied. Unlike the human failure before him, especially King Ahaz, this son of Jesse bears the fruit of a new world. Once again, Isaiah prophesies a Messiah, a Savior for the world. In the middle of all this bad news so far that Isaiah has portrayed in the first few chapters of this book, chapter 12 is a reprieve. Maybe you've been in a dry place, so let me just go back and read this whole chapter. It's very short. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Yes, even in misery, yes, even in judgment, yes, even in destruction, there's time to praise the Lord. But then chapter 13 reminds us that God is not happy with sin, disobedience, or disregard for him or his word. Verse 6 says, wait, for the day of the Lord is near. As destruction from the Almighty, it will come. Verse 9 says, behold, the day of the Lord comes cruel, with wrath and fierce anger, to make the land a desolation and to destroy its sinners from it. Verse 11 says, I will punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their iniquity. In my journal in 2011 concerning Isaiah 13, I wrote about Babylon, and I wrote, Babylon, the great city, will never be inhabited or lived in for all generations, according to verse 20. And then I wrote, Israel exists today, but Babylon does not exist. God's plans and purposes will come to pass. Humankind cannot stop it. Jokingly, I've said, do you know any Babylonians? No, but you certainly know Jews and you certainly know Israelites today, don't you? The Word of God comes true. These prophecies have been realized and we see it even this day in our lives. Lord, we thank you for the root of Jesse, a branch that will bear fruit forevermore. Our Savior, Jesus, prophesied once again in this chapter in the book of Isaiah. We also recognize why we need a Savior. Thanks to chapter 13, that you remind us you are not pleased with sin, disobedience, or disregard, and you will judge the earth. But then we thank you that in chapter 12, we can praise you, we can give you glory, because you loved us enough to send a Savior. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.